Father, we thank you. That's right. Your love found for us a place of rest. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We glorify. We honor. We adore. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. What a faithful God. How merciful He is to us. And how great is His love towards us. Please, everyone, everywhere you are connected and watching, be patient with us tonight. We have a communion that will be taken. And so you don't rush out. In some locations where they say people start moving from 8, we'll just try as fast as we can. Racing and rising by grace. The impact of grace. Part 2. We started with this subject last night, and our objective is to understand the impact of grace that makes people to run and to rise in life. Just for the sake of completion and continuation, first of all, we said grace makes great. And then number 2, that grace brings ease, or rather is key to speed. And number 3, grace brings ease. Number 4, grace is key to gifts. Number 5, grace gives voice. Number 6, grace gives strength. And number 7, grace gives us the capacity to stand. That was where we stopped last night. Tonight, we'll go further to number 8. What is the impact of grace that makes people to race and to rise? Number 8, grace brings exemption. Genesis chapter 6 verse 8, God was going to destroy the earth. If you start from verse 6, for example, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace brings exemption, especially from destruction. It makes a person's case to be different. When a man or a woman finds grace with God, you are demarcated from family members, demarcated from your community, demarcated from others around you. Grace makes a person's story to be different, especially where there are stories of woes, stories of calamity. Whether it is at the place of work, in the neighborhood, among your contemporaries, grace brings exemption. Number 9, grace brings distinction. Grace does not only give you exemption from destruction, It brings you distinction in your generation. You are made to stand out by grace. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 10, we read it already. Paul the apostle said, "But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I stood out among the apostles by virtue of grace." Exodus 33 and in verse 16. Moses speaking to God, he said, "For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated or differentiated or distinguished, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth?" So where grace speaks, people stand out. I am demarcated. I am different. I stand out. Moses speaking now, from my contemporaries in my generation, because I carry grace. I said earlier on, don't struggle to compete with a man who carries grace. The best you can do is to access the secret of that grace. Grace brings distinction. Number 10. Grace brings favor. Now there is exemption. Now there is distinction. And now grace is the doorway to favor. Actually, what we call the grace of God in the New Testament is God's unmerited favor. In the book of Esther chapter 2 and in verse 17, "And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight." Anywhere you see grace, you see favor. Grace-filled people are highly favored people. Whenever a man carries grace, he is not a candidate for rejection. Grace gives you acceptance. It gives you acceptance, wide acceptance. In Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 6, he said, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved." Grace gives us acceptance. It is the foundation for acceptance. It is the cure for rejection. Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 6. What's that? The sound, you are not hearing the sound. Are you okay? What happened to the sound? It switched off. Okay, it's back. This sound. All right. Praise God. Are you hearing me now? All right. Praise the Lord. Everyone who has been a victim of rejection, tonight is the end of it. Can you say amen like a believer? Can you say a louder believer? Say amen. Lift up your right hand and scream grace 3 times. Again. And again. Hey! Every demon of destruction, anything that has come to destroy your community and destroy your family and destroy people in the place of work, any spell of destruction that is around what you do and where you are, I speak by the unction of grace tonight. I declare your exemption is confirmed. Your exemption is confirmed. Your exemption is confirmed. If they say people don't get married on time in your family, or people don't give birth to children when they get married, or people rise and they crash, or people die before their time, I am here to announce to you, by the grace of God, your case shall be different.
I announce to somebody here tonight, the grace of God will cause you to stand out in your profession, to stand out in your career, to stand out in the work that you do, to stand out in your assignment. You believe that? Say the Lord and say amen. I now take authority over the spirit of rejection, the spirit of disfavor. Anyone here now? He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. You require favor to be married. You require favor to see many things. Even church growth happens by favor. They were praising God and having favor, and the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2 verse 47. I prophesy today in the name that is above every name, the favor of God is coming upon your life today, and is swallowing up rejection, and is swallowing up rejection, and is swallowing up disfavor. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat, number 11. Grace brings mercy. Somebody say mercy. This is very exciting. Grace brings mercy. Genesis chapter 19, verse 19. Lord speaking, say, behold, now thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy. After Lot escaped from being destroyed in Sodom, he was telling God, now your servant has found grace in your sight, and because of this grace you have magnified your mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. When grace speaks, mercy flows. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, you know that, let us come boldly to the throne of grace, so that we can obtain mercy. When you arrive at the throne of grace, you are able to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Grace gives you favor, we just saw now. And grace gives you mercy. What's the difference? Mercy releases to you. Results you don't deserve. Favor. What is the difference between favor and mercy? Favor releases for you results, consequences you did not deserve. It gives you far beyond what you deserve. You did the labor that should produce 100-fold and it produced 1,000-fold. Favor can do that. On the other hand, mercy withholds from you both the anger of the enemy and consequences deserved. Am I communicating here? You made a mistake in your office that you correctly made, that they should sack you. It is mercy that prevents you from being sacked. Grace brings both favor and mercy. Favor will give you what you are not qualified for. Mercy stops what you are qualified for, negative things from arriving. Am I communicating? When you offended somebody very seriously, say, I'm sorry, have mercy. Is that right? Lawyers at times plead with the judge to temper justice with mercy. This person deserves this justice. But just temper the justice with mercy. Lessen the consequences. That's what mercy does. That is why many of us need mercy all the time. We need the favor of God all the time and need the mercy of God all the time. Because whether you did anything wrong, the devil is permanently angry. That is why I said it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not concerned. Because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I speak mercy over somebody's life here. The devil wants to finish you and finish your family and finish your destiny and finish your calling and finish your assignment. But the mercy of God is coming by grace right now. Receive the mercy. Receive the mercy. Receive the mercy. Receive the mercy. It is mercy that disappoints enemy expectations. It disappoints the expectations of the enemy, the expectations of the occult, the expectations of witchcraft, the expectations of haters. We live in a generation today where there are many people, wicked people, who are good in nothing but one: hatred, bitterness. Listen. Psalm 112, verse 1, all the way to verse 10. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor, and lendeth, he will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. It is the opposite. The enemies cannot see their desires upon your life. That amen can be better than that. The enemies cannot see their desires upon your life. Enemies cannot see their desire upon our nation. The enemies cannot see their desire upon the church, upon this church, upon the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout grace, favor, mercy. Say that is my portion. Say it again. Say grace, favor, mercy is my portion. Grace, favor, mercy is my portion. How many of you here can confirm that if not for the mercy of God, you could have been forgotten since? From the utterances of people, from the actions of people, from the bad will and the heart. There are some people, the way their heart is towards you, if you put cocoyam inside it, it can cook. To roast it. And God says, you are wasting your hatred. You can't stop the man. You can't kill the man. You can't do nothing about him. Hey! Somebody say after me, say, the devil can't kill me. The devil can't stop me. The devil can't stand me. The devil can't do anything about me. Do you understand now why grace is so important? You are moving with that grace today. Don't be afraid of the aggression of the enemy if you carry grace. Somebody who is victorious, give the Lord a 15 second shout of victory. Hey, 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 hey! Hey, 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 hey! Hey, 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 hey! In Jesus' precious name. Look at someone by your side. Tell them congratulations for grace, favor, and mercy. Did you read what is on the screen? If it is not too long, would have turned it into a sticker. Say it louder. Say, the devil can't kill me. The devil can't stop me. The devil can't stand me. The devil can't do anything about me. Don't be afraid. You won't die before your time. Hypertension will not kill you. Diabetes will not kill you. What killed your father cannot kill you. Because you are connected to a revelation, a grace, a favor, a mercy that maybe your father was not connected to. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number 12, very exciting. Grace is a mountain leveler. Grace levels mountains. Zechariah chapter 4 and in verse 6 to 9, we read it yesterday. He said, then answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 7, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace and grace. Somebody shout, grace, grace. As gentle as the word grace is, it can bring down mountains. Somebody say amen. What are mountains? Established strongholds. Established age-long strongholds. What are mountains? Established impossibilities. Established age-long strongholds. Established impossibilities. What are mountains? Established obstruction. Obstruction. Established limitation. Established hindrance. That is why they make roads around mountains. But when you carry grace, mountains are walkovers. Maybe you have a mega project. Mega project. Like a glory dome project or something else. That's so big and so mega. That appears like a mountain. When you carry grace, by the time you level it, people will be wondering what happened. You step into a city infested with witchcraft. And you sacked all of them to hell. And they say, nobody has ever had a successful crusade here. You said, I am not a nobody. I am here with grace to level the mountain of occultism. Somebody shout, power! When you look at Nigeria, it is full of mountains. Hello? Full of mountains. Eh? The political terrain is another thing altogether. You can be the best candidate and never smell winning an election. Because the person who has the highest money will pay the voters. There is something they call delegate election, where they elect those who are to contest the general election. That one is, I give you 1 million, the other one give you 1.5 million. And he ate all of it. I heard that there was one of those elections where somebody gave people 1 million. And they voted, but the vote was not conclusive. So they will do another voting tomorrow. And now another person brought it in 1.5 or 2 million per person. So I asked them, I said, will they return the other man's one? They said, no, they already voted yesterday. It was a non-refundable deposit. Except if the man would tap it.
terrible. You look at there, it's full of mountains. Look at the terrorism mountain. Kidnap mountain. Mountain of religious intolerance. And you look at it and people become so hopeless. When you look at the whole country. But I am telling you in the name of Jesus, you and me, we are the generation that will tear those mountains.
If you are saying amen, say it like a believer.
The mountain that is making people run away from the country. Mountain that is making people, when they think of coming, I even congratulate all of you. 36 countries. Upon everything you heard in the news, you came for the convention. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today?
But I prophesy in the name of Jesus, the grace of God upon the church that is coming upon the church in this season shall tear down this devil. This devil, this devil of terrorism, this devil of banditry, this devil of kidnap, this devil of ritual killings, this devil of corruption, in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout grace 3 times.
Every personal mountain of your life, tonight is their expiry date. Tonight is their expiry date. Those things around you that look that they will never move, tonight they must be moved. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Get set. Number 13, and have 2 more, and then we are through. Grace is behind destiny and ministry construction. I put ministry for the sake of those who are pastors. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 10, Paul the apostle said, as a wise, according to the grace of God, which is given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And another man builded thereon. Let every man take heed how he builded thereupon. There is a builder's grace. In fact, grace assists men in constructions of endeavors, both physical and career constructions. Easily. Success in ministry, growth in ministry, whether it is in the infrastructure or the infra future, the physical building is the infrastructure, the human building is the infra future. That growth in ministry, where men are built, destinies are built, physical structures are built, is a function of grace. The more of it you carry, the more of the constructions will happen. There are people in this church, if we were 54 people, 53 people at the opening of the church, it's possible that 40-something to 50 people are still around. I go here and there and see them. Am I communicating? It's possible. Maybe I'll try and see if I can do a physical count. 20-something years. Little girl that is was 4 years old or so. Is now a big mama, finished from law school, is up trying to get married. One of the daughters of one of our leaders here. One of the young ladies in the choir came with her mother the other day, showed me her picture in the Area 1 church. She was like this. She's now married with children. Am I communicating? Physical construction. By the message of God, we have never sweated on any construction. The first building we worshipped in area one took us 6 weeks. Yes. Foundation to roof. We gave a target. By the time the 6 weeks, and I told the people, I said, this building must be finished in 6 weeks. By the time the 6 weeks was up, the roof was still struggling to come up. Then the rain fell. And it was in the month of June, July. So I said, this rain has come to warn us that we must not cross this number of weeks. By 7 completed weeks, we are under the roof. The first building. Am I communicating? Some of you haven't heard that before. You are hearing it for the first time. Today, the last time you struggle to get anything done shall be the last forever. The last time you struggled with a project shall be the last time forever. The last time you struggled for approval for anything about project is the last time forever. In the name that is above every name, grace to preach, to speak, to teach, to minister, to establish people in the faith. That grace is released upon you right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. That was why they will always recommend people to the ministry. Acts chapter 14, verse 26. Acts 14:26, Paul the apostle, and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work. They handed them over to grace so that the work could flourish. They are recommended to grace, handed over to grace. Acts 15, and in verse 40, we have something like that there, where the people, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. That is, you are about to go into this work. We hand you over to the grace of God. In your strength, you can't do anything. But by grace, go and do it. When that happens, then the ministry is solid. Then the ministry is strong. Then destiny is solid. Your assignment is formidable when grace is speaking. Finally tonight, grace gives the capacity to say no to ungodliness. No. You are able to say no to that which is wrong. Titus chapter 2 and in verse 11 and 12. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that we can deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It is possible to become the slave of a habit where there is no grace. The slave of a lifestyle if grace is lacking. It is possible. But this, hear this now. Grace powers the will. It powers the will to do what is right. It powers the will. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. And he said, it teaches us to deny ungodliness. Powers the will to do the right thing. Grace instructs the choice. Instructs the choice-making system of man. It teaches us, it instructs the choice-making system of man in the right direction. Grace instructs our choice-making system in the right direction. When you carry grace, grace instructs you to make choices that are right and to step away from choices that are wrong. I see grace coming for somebody here tonight. If you are that one, say the loudest amen. If you are the one grace is coming for, shout the loudest amen. If you are the one grace is coming for, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that tonight grace is bringing you exemption, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that grace is bringing you distinction, shout the loudest amen. You see that grace is bringing you favor, shout the loudest amen.
Grace is bringing you mercy. Shout the loud most amen. You believe that grace is leveling your mountains. Shout amen at the top of your voice. You believe that grace is assisting you to construct the things about your life. Shout a bigger yet amen. And right now, you believe that grace is giving you the ability to say no to the wrong thing. I'm breaking every bondage of lifestyle, every bondage of character in your life. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Stand on your feet and shout grace 5 times. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Do it again. Do it again 5 times. Shout grace again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Lift up your voice and begin to speak to God. Thank Him for the word you heard tonight. Appreciate Him for the word you received tonight. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise for this word on grace. We honor you. We adore you. We worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands now and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today to connect with grace
for exemption
from destruction
for myself,
for my family,
for the church,
for this church,
for Dunamis Church.
I receive grace
for distinction.
I receive grace
for favor.
I connect mercy,
mercy
by grace
in the name of Jesus.
Mercy
for my life,
for my family,
for the church,
the body of Christ,
for the nation
of Nigeria,
for this church,
for this church.
Mercy, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
I connect
with the grace
to level
the mountains
around my life.
I connect
with the grace
for construction,
for buildings
of life
and destiny.
Father,
I connect
with the grace
to say no
to the wrong thing.
I connect it
now.
Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus.
Tonight, Lord,
I make demands
on grace
to uproot
every mountain
in my life,
every mountain
in my family,
every mountain
standing
against
the church
in Nigeria,
against this nation,
every mountain
of terrorism,
mountain
of kidnapping,
mountain
of banditry,
mountain
of enemy conspiracy
against
Nigeria.
Every mountain
of the bondwoman
rising
against the church
in Nigeria,
we command you
by grace
be uprooted
now.
Go ahead and speak to God.
We demand the uprooting
of the mountain
of terrorism,
the mountain
of banditry.
Hey, In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father,
by your grace,
I ask
that every limiting
lifestyle
habit
in my life
be broken
now
by grace.
It may not be sin, it may be a weight, and it may be a sin. You talk too much, you sleep too much, you are lazy too much.
Whatever it is that is a limitation of destiny, Father, I ask that it breaks tonight. Lift your voice and say, Father,
I connect
with your grace
to break
every limiting
and negative
lifestyle
around my life.
Every behavior,
every
attitude,
every
lifestyle
that resists
your purpose
for my life.
Tonight,
oh Lord,
I ask
that it be broken
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. The blood of Jesus sets me free from shame and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. While this song is on, everyone who is here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you quickly step forward here to make your sins forgiven, and then communion stewards will also step forward and pick the communion for distribution immediately, and then we shall be getting set to move. Everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, remain standing, everybody. You know that you need your sins forgiven. The grace number 14 teaches us to say no to ungodliness. You want to say no to ungodliness, to say no to the devil. Devil, you can't take me to hell. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want today to mark a new day in my life. I want to be genuinely saved and genuinely born again. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here while we sing that song. And while that song is going on, all those watching online, you also let us know that you are making this decision now. Go ahead and let's do so.
The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
I'll give you the count of seven.
One.
Two. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus. Two.
Jesus.
Quickly, come forward.
The blood of Jesus.
Just 1 minute. Once you pick the communion, please hold on to it. Don't take it yet until we pray over it. And then we'll take it all together. Let's go. Keep coming. Keep coming and surrender yourself to Jesus. Make your ways right to Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
set me free
from sin and sorrow.
The blood of Jesus set me free
from sin and sorrow.
Jesus sets me free.
The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus,
the blood of
the
Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood.
Please take your seat with the communion in your hand. And those of you standing, if you are battling now, we say saying no to smoking, saying no to gambling, saying no, you want to be able to say no to masturbation, lesbianism, addictions of any kind, you want to be able to say no to them. Pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here and let us pray with you. Yes, that's a lifestyle, a habit you want to be able to say no to. Quickly come forward here and let's pray with you. I'll give you again the count of five. One.
The blood of Jesus.
Two.
From sin and sorrow.
Three.
The blood of Jesus.
Four. And five. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins, Lord. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.